it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's how it's done. Sunday night on NBC as the Patriots shock the football world, beating the Bills at Orchard Park. Thanks to kicker Andy. Make sure we're clear on that. And a huge, huge win. Biggest win for me since Super Bowl 53. I am officially hopped on the bandwagon, both feet. I love the Vrabel hire. I thought it was going to be the right decision going forward, but I am shocked at how quickly they got there. 3-2 heading into this weekend. 3.5-point favorites at New Orleans. Courtney's concerned that they may be in a trap week.
I think it just is a trap week. Like that's just the basic definition of what a trap week is. You're coming off Sunday Night Football against the Bills, who everybody has going to the Super Bowl this year. Nobody expected you to win. You come out of that one with a W, and now you're going into a week with a Saints team that, you know, a lot of people don't have confidence in. And mm-hmm. Pop Douglas gave a great answer when I asked about the defense, but even he's saying, you know, like their record doesn't reflect how good they are. Okay. Right. That's the setup that you never want to see for your team. If they go in there and have a sloppy, bad game, everything that they've built so far gets thrown out the window when it comes to the way in which people view this team. That win against Buffalo, it will just be a flash in the pan, and then we're going to move on with the season. I don't want to see that happen. I hope it doesn't happen. It's just something that I think should be noted as we go into this week.
I also think it's just a benefit for the Patriots that the Saints won last week. Like they're not coming off a loss. They're coming off their sole win of the year. And so them coming off that high, I think, is also beneficial for the Patriots.
And the fact that Vrabel, he understands like exactly what Courtney's talking about. That's why his message, it seems like he's been pushing to all these guys, is like, this week is bigger than last week. Don't get caught into the trap. Don't go read the press clippings. We're not as good as you think. Like, you know, bringing them back down to earth so where they know, like, all right, we got to go out there and we got to be laser focused and we got to go out there and play football against a team. Just, yeah, their record might not reflect the team that they are, but if we don't bring it, they can beat us. And it seems like Vrabel is really pushing that message. And that, to me, that's what gives me the confidence, because when you start to hear all these players talk about, oh, how big this game is and how more important it is than last week, that lets me know that Vrabel's getting that message. He's beating it into their brain.
I will say, I don't know what will happen Sunday. None of us do. This is consecutive weeks of the locker room echoing the sentiment of the coach in a way that is reminding me of the old days with Bill.
Yeah. Definitely.
Where you have, and what gives me confidence in Sunday is that the week preceding the Bills game, they had the Panthers, who had just shut out the Falcons in the week before, and they just, demolished them. It was a beatdown unlike we have seen around here in a really long time. And I feel like we have the cross insurance player spotlight. Chime, can I have a question for the, just an editor question, editorial question? Can I do a coach? It does say a player. He was a player and a coach. I'll do Mike Vrabel and Drake May. How does that sound?
That's
both
fair.
Of them. But really, this week is going to be what we see Sunday at the end of the first half at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. I think we will know what this team's identity is or not. Yeah. If they get to this, you know, the Caesars Superdome, and they have a listless start and they're trailing or down by a field goal at the half, it kind of shows that they were reading their own press clippings. Whereas if they get out there and they make this, you know, not a runaway, the NFL is not going to be that, but if they win comfortably, I feel like it's another way to solidify that Mike Vrabel has the control of this team. And I know that it's a huge overreaction, but I don't know what we're supposed to do. Like, they're 3-2. They have four winnable games ahead of them. If they win 3 of 4, you're 6-3. Like, I don't know why we shouldn't have expectations that they'd be 6-3 now.
Well, and the other reason why I think, like, why our expectations shouldn't be high, what people are like, oh, pump the brakes, is, you know, we talked about this. You watched last night's game. Where is the really, really, really good football team.
They beat them. That was the best team Sunday.
But that's what I'm saying. There no longer is that team no more where you go.
If the Ravens are fully healthy, maybe.
Right, but they're not fully healthy.
Right.
Like Kansas City, does Kansas City look like that team? Nope. Right? Clearly the Eagles don't. They don't look like that team.
You think that their next big test is the Bucs.
Yeah, and like even the Bucs, right? They're a good football team, but
are you terrified of them?
Yeah, they almost blew a 20-something point lead to the Eagles at one point. Like, so there's no team that I look at in the NFL right now and I go, man, that team got everything. You don't want to play them. And that's why I think if you're the Patriots, or if you're any team that is like in a position right now where you have a decent record, like this thing is wide open because there's no dominant football team.
Right.
None.
And the Cross Insurance Player Spotlight is this week, Mike Vrabel and Drake May for me. And that is brought to you by Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. I find entering this weekend, I have the first feeling of like, okay, they should win. They better win. They're onto their way to something important this year. Like, I don't. And it wasn't so much that they won in Buffalo, because as we remember, there was that weird win game. There have been crazy outcomes. They had the random Mac Jones fourth quarter comeback at home a couple years ago. It was that they entered the game saying, this is a statement game for us. This is a night where we can show the world what we've become. And it wasn't something where they had, you know, an onside kick, a Hail Mary, some crazy, you know, gadget play that led to the points. It was a game where they made mistakes, where Ramondre Stevenson fumbled again, where they were not at all perfect, but they beat a Bills team that was relatively healthy at their stadium.
Right.
All of it is they can replicate everything they did on Sunday.
Yeah, you were the better team on Sunday. That was it. You outplay them. You were the better team.
You had the better quarterback.
You had the better quarterback. It wasn't a game that people will go, okay, you watch that game, you go, all right, the Bills, they lost that one. They gave that game away. Good job by the Patriots capitalizing on the opportunity. But if they play again and the Bills, you know, don't do this, 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 and this, the Bills will win. Whereas if you look at that game and you go, all right, next time they play, the Bills, I think other than the turnovers and – granted, what did the Bills have, two turnovers in that game? Or was it two or three?
Might have ended up being three. I'll double check.
Right, it was three. But I think two of them the Patriots didn't capitalize on.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you had two turnovers and you didn't capitalize, and you still were able to beat this team. So if they play at home, I wouldn't.
Yeah, there were two fumbles and an interception on the Bills' part.
If everything goes according to plan, let's say they...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Win their next four games. Say they lose to Tampa Bay, but then they continue to win. And so the next time that they're
7-3.
The next time that they play the Bills, their record, I'd have to look at their schedule.
If it's after that, if they win the next four, that's seven wins. If they lose to the Bucs, that's three losses. Mm-hmm. So it's 7-3 through 10 weeks.
Okay, so it's 7-3.
And then you get the Jets, Bengals, Giants before you get the Bills.
So at least 12-4.
So
holy guacamole, we are
so cooking. 12-4. Against the Bills at home.
You'd be like 10-3.
Oh, excuse me, 10-3. Don't you think the Patriots would be favored?
No.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I guess it also depends on what the Bills' record is at that time.
Let's say, I'll tell you the Bills.
Okay, Super Bowl against the Eagles. Who's favored?
But you don't think, all right, so the Bills, they have the Falcons, Panthers. They play the Chiefs. Then they're at the Dolphins.
They beat the Chiefs when it doesn't matter. They lose in the playoffs.
Right. And then they got the Bucs. Then they're at the Texans, at the Steelers.
They probably win Bengals. 6 or 7 of these next 8 games.
All right, so 6 or 7.
The Bills are still favored.
If the records are the same at like...
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's only, you know, 2.5 points, Wiggy, so it's not a big margin, but I would say the Bills are still favored.
Really?
So, we have a question posed on our social media, thanks to Twitch Mitch. From the Greg Hill Show on X, after the big win against the Bills, the Patriots will end the season with blank wins. So the options are 11 or more, 10, 9, 8 or fewer. And right now the winner is 10. I don't know, somebody predicted 10 wins at the beginning of the year. And if you really are, 64% of the respondents say either 10 or 11 or more games that this team is going to win.
Wow.
9, 23%, 8 or fewer, 13%. And it is a perfect storm for Vrabel.
Right.
Because the schedule this year sucks. Yeah. Like, this is as weak a schedule as the Patriots have had in a really long time. It reminds me of a couple years ago, and for whatever reason, that seemed like they played everybody's backup. They had, like, Ellinger with the Colts.
It was that 2021 season with Max Rookie Year.
Right.
Where they got the Titans without Derrick Henry and the Browns without Nick Chubb and all this. And they faced, like, Sam Ellinger.
It was a dumpster fire of dumpster fires. And they were able to parlay that into 10 wins into a playoff berth. I think this team is able to do it. I hope this time around you have the opportunity where the offseason is not then spent denigrating the quarterback and creating a dumpster fire by hiring your drinking buddies as a staff, that Vrabel and his team can actually take it to the next level. But I think now, what changed after Sunday night? Anything less than a playoff spot is a failure.
Yeah, I mean, I had him at 9 wins anyways, beginning of the season. I thought Vrabel was going to turn it around. But, yeah.
Shime 6 is looking worse.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
seven,
with you.
But thank you.
When you look – because the reason why I look at 9 wins and making the playoffs is because of the rest of the AFC. Right? I might have said before the season, all right, they get to 9. Maybe 9 doesn't get them in. They're going to need 10 wins. I don't know if they can get 10 wins because I thought Cincinnati – I thought Baltimore.
You thought they were going to lose both the Bills games.
I thought the Chargers. I thought the Bills. Like, I looked at teams and I'm like, oh, it's going to be tough this year. But now as we start to see how the season's playing out, all those teams that I had high expectations for all are like either dealing with a bunch of injuries or don't look that dominant. Like the Chargers, dealing with some injuries. They don't look dominant.
They're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, they're going in the wrong direction. It's like the teams that
Texans I thought would be better, they're not better.
The teams that you thought were going to be good are not good, and the teams that you were like, you didn't think were going to be good, you're like, wait, Jacksonville and the Colts?
And we haven't gotten to it specifically, but Drake May's performance was excellent. His progression this year has been better than anybody could have hoped, and that's the reason that you stand here, and it's not like, because even when the Patriots were winning in 21, it wasn't like Mac Jones was lighting the world on fire. He was fine. He wasn't causing you to lose.
Right.
But the highs we've seen from Drake May are already higher than anything we saw from Mac Jones.
And I think what it shows you, which is interesting, is like, I think Bill's the greatest coach of all time, but I look at it and I go, imagine if Bill had Drake May with Josh McDaniels. Like, the progression of what we're seeing Drake May's sailing potentially could be, you go, wow. And not that Vrabel's not doing it. I'm just saying Bill would need that guy, right? So we talk about Bill going someplace else. He's going to have to go someplace else where there's a good quarterback, because
who can handle him, too.
Yeah, who can handle him, and you see what that quarterback does. Like, Vrabel, I think, and I don't know.
Bill's not going to get another coach.
No, I'm not saying he is, but I think somebody said it yesterday. The progression of Drake May, at least from what we're seeing, looks like him and Vrabel could be here for the next 10, 12 years.
That's right. And even Josh McDaniels was asked yesterday about that, and he said, yeah, I mean, I like living in Westwood. Who doesn't? So hopefully he's around too, despite what Chime thinks of him. Keith in the truck, what's up?
Jack. Not much. I think going into that Bills game, I think that they're going to be, I think, 9-4 or 8-5 with four games left. I think they should be able to beat the Jets. I think they should be able to beat Miami, and then we'll see. I think, what is it, Buffalo-Baltimore? Is that what it is?
It's
Buffalo-Baltimore, the other two games. So
the Bucks.
I think 10 or 11 games, and, you know, it's a good, great first year with Vrabel.
Yeah, I agree. I think the schedule has opened up. That win yesterday makes up for either the Raiders or the Steelers, whichever one of those, because you weren't going to win both, I don't think, but you should have won one of them.
So entering this season, it felt like they were taking their time, and they didn't want to, quote-unquote, like, rush the rebuild. But with the way in which your quarterback is developing, the softness of your schedule, do you just, like, by proxy have to kind of speed up your process in
of
terms
course.
Of that? Like, you have to be more urgent, right?
The way that the year has unfolded to this point, where you're entering the middle of October, you have largely avoided the major injury. You have Christian Gonzalez back. I know he had a hammy
thing. Looks healthy as hell.
And is the defense is, you know, performing. And you have a guy like A.J. Brown out there. It would be, I think, a dereliction of duty for the organization not to sit here and say, this is exactly what we build for. We have this opportunity. We have the draft capital. We can't draft receivers worth a damn. Let's bring in A.J. Brown and really expedite where we are, because it also creates the buy-in for Vrabel. Like, it's the anti-North Carolina thing where now even guys that may not have been all in with the Vrabel approach after last Sunday night, it's like, well, you kind of got to get in. You know, the bear hugs outside the locker room, I think, are hokey to mm-hmm. some people. But it looks legit. Like, yeah. I don't, maybe I'm, you know.
I think it looks legit. I think all these players like him, like playing for right. him, buy into whatever yeah. he's selling. Like,
definitely.
And the receivers are going to want to play for Drake May because
right.
they know he's going to throw them the football.
That's why I said these next four games are so critical, because after that Atlanta Falcons game, Chime, you said, I think it's maybe 2 days you'll have before yep. the trade deadline. And if you can go 4-0 or 3-1, you'll end up either being 6-3 or 7-2. You have to be like, all right, we are really a good football team. We're sitting here at 6-3. We'll use that one, because if you say the next four games, let's say they stumble one, you go, all right, we got Tampa Bay coming up. We have to do something, because we now look at it like we should be able to beat the Jets. We should be able to beat Cincinnati. And you start to say, as an organization, why wouldn't we do something to better this team, because we can make a legitimate run, especially if you go 4-0 over the next Oof. Four games.
I can't wait. I finally, a Patriots Friday where the Patriots have expectations to beat a lesser opponent. 617-779-7937. Are you back on board? Is this a playoff team? And our betting guru, Nick Kostos, joins us in 45 minutes.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.